Hey, I'm Brooks Gray, and I'm sitting here again with Lee Simkowski. We are with South Marketing Group, a marketing agency located in East Tennessee, where we talk about all things small business. Lee, how's your week been?
Well, it was great. I went to see Leanne Morgan.
That is true. You did go to see Leanne Morgan.
I couldn't wait to tell you about it.
You made us a promise on the first episode that you were going to be funnier, and you had some things to talk about after you went.
Well, I'm not funnier because it was really hot in there. So it was really hard to consume the comedy and retain it because I was so hot. But it was a very, very funny show.
Imagine what it would have been like if the temperature would have been good in there.
I know. I would have come back with all kinds of good jokes. No, we did go. We went to celebrate my best friend Emily's birthday, and she is a huge Leanne Morgan fan, and actually it's perfect for this podcast because while I was sitting there sweating, I realized how much she knows her audience. Even she said it was hot in there.
Which brings us to our topic today.
Yes. You got to know your audience. After you know yourself and your values, you need to know your audience.
Maybe one day we'll have Leanne Morgan on our show.
That would probably cost us like $80,000.
Surely there's some connections somewhere we can make.
But she lived in Morristown for a little while.
I did not.
Yes. She.
I don't know who Leanne Morgan is.
Well, I'll give you a little brief bio on her. She has three kids. She loves her son the most, it appears. The middle child is the mean one, and she spoiled the baby. So that's like a brief description. But her husband worked for Clayton Homes, so that's why they lived in Morristown for a little while. So she's got some connections here, and there was a lot of Morristown people at that Asheville, North Carolina show. But I did want you to play a clip because I really feel like our audience right now would benefit from hearing this. So that way I can describe who her audience is. Can you roll that?
I can roll it. Let's play the clip.
Okay.
And I'll give you all an example. I can be in the pickup line at school, and this happened when they were in first grade, and it happens every day when I pick them up at school now. I'm sitting in the pickup line, and I can see them come out, and they are in a good mood. And they're goosing each other and giggling and doing and talking and having a good time. They're waving to the teachers and the principal. See you tomorrow. Okay. Then they come over to my vehicle. Get in. Shut the door. My 11-year-old take her backpack and sling it and hit me in the back of the head with it. Every day she says something like this. I'm starving to death. You don't have a piece of cheese in this car? Your driving's making me car sick. I hate her. Why'd you have her? And then my baby will be sitting up there in a daze. She'll be going, Mama, 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 Mama. Mom, what? Mama, Mama, Mom, what? I'm listening.
So, you probably didn't find that as funny as I did, because I think I'm her target audience, because that happens to me every day. My oldest is hungry and my youngest is in a daze. And it's funny because she takes those real life situations, and the way she storytells is excellent, and she knows who her audience is. So I felt like sitting there, she was the perfect example of knowing your audience.
Yeah, I didn't find as much humor in it as you did.
Your wife may.
She very well may. That will be the test. I will go play it for my Southern wife and see what her response is.
You should. And her target audience is obviously moms, and now she's a grandmother. So grandmother, she's telling grandmother stories now, and it's very Southern, and a lot of her expressions are Southern. But she's also nationwide on a tour. So I really feel like she started and expanded because she had an idea of who her audience was.
So Do you think she has changed who she is and how she does things at all? Or do you think because she knew her audience when she first started out and she was talking to moms who were mostly in the South, but it turns out a whole nation of people thinks that's really funny.
Yeah, I don't think she's changed anything. I think what's changed is she's gotten to be a grandmother. And so those stories have now, her children have gotten older. And we kind of, if you've been following her for a while, you just kind of know what's going on in her life because she puts it into her comedy. So she's, nothing's changed, just the stages of her own life have changed.
So everything we do, we want to help grow small businesses. And so speaking from a small business standpoint, if you're talking to a business owner and you're talking to them about knowing their audience, what would be one of the first things you would tell them?
Well, if you've never defined who your audience is, it's a good practice to create a persona. And by that, I mean, go through an exercise. And I think we can put something on our website that HubSpot offers about make my persona. And you can go through and be like, who buys from me, or who wants my service right now? Is that who you want? So you have to make that decision.
What if the answer is, I want everybody. I want everybody to shop here. I want everybody to use my service, to buy my product. What if that's your answer?
Everybody wants everybody. But realistically, if you're a carpet cleaning service, you're going to target people who have animals or kids or buying new homeowners that want to clean the carpet. So at some point, you have to define who needs my service, who wants my product. And you need to look and see who that is right now versus, is that who you want it to be? Because if it's like the car dealership, if it's a car dealership that doesn't offer subprime lending, then you want people with good credit scores. So you target that. And if you're getting customers coming in with subprime credit scores, then you're targeting the wrong audience. So you really need to know who you're reaching right now and decide if that's who you want it to be.
Do you think that the opposite is true? I don't know if the opposite is the right way of saying it, but do you think there are businesses out there who kind of have an idea of their ideal customer that after a couple of years of doing business, they found out that what they're selling was not really their ideal customer when they first started, what they thought of their ideal customer?
Yeah. I think that happened with us. We thought we had an ideal customer, and really we had a niche for small business. You know, when we first started, I was wanting to, like most people, I want everybody. I want to do everybody's marketing. Well, I really found out I had a passion for, and small businesses were attracted to me. So then I can say, all right, I'm going to focus on small businesses and I'm going to help them because I have a passion for it. And I really think if you know what your values and passions and all that we talked about last time are, then that really helps kind of makes you really focus on who you want to reach as well.
So you went from this idea almost of a East Tennessee marketing agency that mm-hmm. can help anybody to, hey, what if I just focused on the small business? Like,
correct.
You know,
yep.
Because the reality is a lot of small businesses don't have the luxury of hiring a full-time marketing individual.
Right. And so with this model, it's a cost share model, and you share a marketing agency, which brings down the cost. And that idea and that model is what small businesses are looking for. Mm-hmm. So we cater to that.
So I think I'll just add a few small things to this.
Sure.
I think you covered a lot really well, really quickly. To kind of put a cap on what you're saying, my advice would be to find your passion, find the thing you're passionate about, which I think you gave a great example with South Marketing Group. You're getting good response from small businesses, and you were passionate about seeing them doing better. Secondly, feed what works. There's going to be times when things don't work the way you hoped or planned in your brain, and that's fine, but learn from those things. But the things that do work, continue to feed those, help those grow, and maybe that becomes your niche or whatever. Lastly, I would say is focus your communication. So when you're talking to your audience, think from your audience's perspective. And talk in ways and communicate in ways that they understand and that is going to reach them.
So let's talk about your second point, focus on what works. A lot of people will be like, how do I know it's working? It's the analytics. Mm-hmm. It's finding, and if you don't have that set up, you need to have it set up. Google Analytics, Facebook Analytics. We can put some links on our website to show you how to view those. Facebook Analytics, how to view those.
If you are not using any sort of analytics, the same thing goes with if you're a retail store. You're going to look at what's selling the best, and then you're going to start putting that, you know, in prime locations in your store because, hey, if people are wanting to buy that, when people see this, they're buying it. So let's put it in a place where people can see it and we know it's going to sell. It's the same thing with your marketing. Like, see what's working on social media. If you did some random post, you decided you wanted to start a Tacky Tuesday themed post and you post tacky stuff every Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, it turns out, maybe nobody was engaging with it. Like, you're getting like a couple of likes. Like, don't keep wasting your time doing the things that work. However, you do this thing on Mondays that's called Meet Us Monday, and you start introducing your team, and it turns out, oh, our community really likes getting to know who mm-hmm. works here, and they're responding to that better.
Right.
Put more energy towards that. So,
with the digital marketing, it's really easy to see what works and what doesn't work mm-hmm. if you have it set up the correct way. I mean, we can always help people set that up, but it's important that you set it up the right way to know. And then the last thing you said was communicate, right?
Yes.
Communicate. And I've always said, don't say what you want to say. Don't come out as a business and put everything out there that you want to say. You got to put out what people want to hear. And I think you did a good job of explaining that. So in what your audience wants to hear, and you can do a lot of research on ask the public, I think is a good one. It kind of gives you talking points about your key terms of what people are researching and talking about. And I think if you do enough research, you can define your audience.
I can give a great example of this.
Do it.
Because I think that some people probably think if they're like, well, if I just say what my audience wants to hear, I feel fake. I feel disingenuous because it's not who I am. So a perfect example of this, the first time I ever heard anything about this was when I was in college and I was taking a speech class, and it's the only thing I remember from that entire speech class. But he came out one day and he used this term, audience analysis, and he explained what it was. And I was like, well, that makes total sense. And for some reason, it's just stuck in my brain since college. But a real world example is I am a worship leader. I have been leading worship for the past 20 to 25 years-ish.
Making yourself sound old.
Yeah. But I have led worship in a lot of different scenarios and about said arenas, but not technically like arenas, but venues and locations.
We get it metaphorically.
Yeah. So whether it be a Baptist church or a Presbyterian church or a Pentecostal church. And so when I'm on stage, sometimes what I'm doing, I might be able to do in a Pentecostal church what I can't do in a Baptist church. And it's not because I'm faking it.
You know your audience.
It's just because I know my audience. Like, if I tried to sing a song that repeated the same five-word phrase 30 times in a row, the Baptist church is going to run me out of there. However, there are a lot of Pentecostal churches out there that they love that. That's their worship style. Like, they find a phrase they love and they repeat it, and which is totally fine. But it's not being fake or disingenuous on my part. It's just knowing who I've got
the audience. But you've got a good example of a church here that knows their audience. We were talking about that earlier. You want to tell our audience about that?
Yeah. So there's a church locally, and there are many churches that do this, church plants that have come up in the past year, not just here locally, but around the nation, that go in with the mindset of really knowing who they want to target.
It's pretty narrow at the beginning, right?
Right. So let's say, you know, there's a church that says our target is the people who normally wouldn't go to church.
The unchurched.
Right. So we want to do everything we can to reach the unchurched people.
And make them feel welcome.
Right. And so their church service and everything they do is going to look a lot different than a church that has been established for 150 to 200 years that has all this tradition. And not that one is better than the other. It's just like knowing your audience and saying, okay, everything we do is going to have that mindset. Like, we want to reach this certain group of people. And what happens a lot of times is you'll not only get that group of people, but you'll get a larger group of people who don't even fall into that category, but they're passionate about what you're doing mm-hmm. and trying to reach mm-hmm. that community.
Yeah. And I think they've done a good job of making people feel welcome. And it was just as simple as reaching the unchurched. That was their audience. So I really liked that example. Go back and tell them your three things again.
My three things. One was find your passion. Secondly, feed what works. And third, focus your communication.
Yeah. Communication needs to resonate with your audience. But if you don't know who your audience is, we're going to put some resources up on southmarketinggroup.com/resources for you to do some work to find out who your audience is and maybe even where you can find your analytics if you don't know.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in today. We hope to have a lot of helpful information for you as business owners, as leaders, and in the coming episodes, and talking with a lot of different people. You can go to our website to find out more, southmarketinggroup.com. Until next time,
listen to Leanne Morgan if you want to laugh.
Yeah.